First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek. The weather forecast is going to be about 60 degrees today. The sun's out. I hope everybody has a good time, but keep your distance because this is going to go on and on and on and on. And I think the news media likes it. Nobody else does, but we're going to see how it plays out. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. Have a breaking news today. Come to find out, it was reported early this morning that the Vatican accepted the resignation of Belleville Bishop Edward Braxton, and they appointed as successor out of the Chicago area. Now, it's awful strange. Well, it's not strange, I guess. But had two black bishops. The last two Belleville bishops were black in the whole diocese. Gregory and then Braxton. But now they've appointed a white priest to take over the Belleville Archdiocese. Now, I know the blacks all throughout the state of Illinois, which are not a whole lot, I don't think. And that's okay, everybody's got a right to their own religion. But now, automatically, you got to replace the proud black bishop with some white bastard from the Chicago area. That was put out in one of the black papers up around Chicago. And you knew that was coming. You knew that was coming. Same way I talked about yesterday, and somebody called me a racist, and I told him to kiss my ass. Same way yesterday with all these advertisements on television. If you people have looked, and I'm sure you probably have, and if you haven't, please do. All these ads on television anymore, there's always one black. There's always one black somewhere in the recording of all these advertisements on the radio. And usually, if it's black and white and they try to play it up or down, it's always the black that's in the right and the white that's the bad guy. Now, I don't know who's doing that with national television, but you can see it coming all the time. You can see it day after day after day after day. And if you think I'm lying, look this weekend. If you hadn't paid any attention, look this weekend, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. If there's something involving a black-white situation, and it won't be a black-white situation on its surface, it'll be somebody saying something, and then somebody says, oh, no, that's not right. Then they'll find out whoever said that's not right was wrong. And that's usually the white guy or the white gal that's wrong. And they just go through the ads. But it's amazing. And I said it yesterday. It's really amazing how 15% of this country is black, 65% is white. And they keep pushing the black cause. And I don't know why. I don't know why they just don't try to be fair with everybody. But you can see even the people that like the blacks or whites that like the blacks better than they like whites, that's their business. But what's right's right and what's wrong's wrong. And it's wrong the way they're playing this out. And I think they know it's wrong, but for whatever reason, they're doing it and they're going to continue to do it. But it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable when I started adding up all the advertisements from the whites, all the advertisements from the blacks. And I'm a white guy, and I'm not a racist by any means. I've helped out more blacks probably than whites. I'm a realist. I'll tell you the way it is. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear the way it is. That's why a lot of people don't like people like me, because I'll tell you the way it is. And sometimes it hurts, but sometimes you got to get hurt to pick yourself up and do better. Now, I know these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing politicians, they don't feel that way. They don't think that way. They think they're going to get screwed. They think they're going to get screwed if they don't always get it their way. And sometimes in politics, just like in sports, you're not always going to get your way. You have to resolve yourself to the fact that maybe it is going to be to your advantage. And maybe at this point, for one situation, two situations, three situations, it's not going to be to your advantage. People really, really don't want to hear it. They don't want to be put out. But if you're not going to be put out, you're never, ever, ever going to get ahead of the game. You know, they want to cry and moan and bitch. But also, I'll tell you, it's getting a little bit better. I guess the newspaper, who I know all of them hate me, they're finally breaking out with some news other than this coronavirus. There was a shooting here, there was a little something there, and it's still on the 5th or 10th or 20th page. It's not going to reach the front page. And you know why? Number one, it's not going to reach the front page because they want to talk about this coronavirus, about this political situation. But number two, and close behind number two, is that it's black on black. And for whatever reason, nobody wants to hear about it. I want to hear about black on black, black on white, white on black, white on white. I don't give a damn. If it's newsworthy, I'd like to hear about it. But apparently the head of these news corporations, if they use it, I say, it's going to be on page 10, 12, 15, 20. Go ahead, Sebastian. You're on the dark side.
How you doing? Carpe diem to Bob Romanek.
Well, thank you, sir. What's going on in your world?
Well, I'm retired. I'm used to not going to work anyway, so I'm doing great. Now, about all the blacks, a lot of blacks being in these TV commercials, and they're on the...
Now, wait a minute, Sebastian, it's not a lot of blacks, it's a whole hell of a lot of blacks, but go ahead.
That's what they call inclusive, a new inclusive society. Now, I thought inclusive would mean, hey, how about letting the poor white guy get a decent job for a change instead of giving all the good jobs to the niggers? So I was hoping inclusive would mean, how about helping out the average white guy instead of giving all these good, high-paying profile jobs to a bunch of unqualified niggers? And I'll give you an example. There's an eye doctor in my neighborhood who's a black man. Now, I was going to cut him some slack and have him examine my eyes. And then I was thinking, well, he was probably a crappy student, another dumbass nigger, and he got his diploma because universities are under a lot of pressure to graduate niggers. So he's probably an unqualified nigger, and I don't want that guy anywhere near my eyeballs.
Yeah, you know what, Sebastian? It's a shame that it has to be that way, but it's also that way with some of the white students. There's a lot of white students that are shoving through that I don't think are really qualified. But at the end of the day, they're going to do what they want to do, and they don't give a damn. If they want to make it where this whole advertising situation is going to be with black people, they'll end up doing it because they can. You know, they're the bosses. They're the ones with all the money. They can do whatever they want. But don't you think it's amazing, Sebastian, that they can go through this and do whatever they want, and they personally don't ever take any heat? People should be up in arms on this advertising fluke that they've got going on now with the blacks, and not with the proud blacks. I'm talking about the niggers, and on the other side with the crackers and the hunkies. Don't you think that somebody ought to come out and say, hey, we all want to be treated right. We're not being treated right on this. We're going to have to redo it. But the white people, Sebastian, they just sit back and take it, don't you think?
Yeah, that's right. Well, universities, medical schools, other colleges, they're more than happy to accept any nigger they can get. And they will be more than happy to graduate any nigger because there's a quota out there. They have to pass these niggers. Do you think, for instance, that the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, that dumbass bitch Kim Gardner, could actually pass the bar exam? Hell no, that dumb broad can't even read a menu at a damn restaurant. That broad is so stupid.
Well, you know what, Sebastian, you could be right, and thank you very much for the call and the consideration. But see, there's a proud white man, and I'm sure he's not against the proud black community. Hopefully he's like me and everybody else, white or black. We're for the people that do the job right. We don't give a damn what color they are. I give a damn less what color somebody is. But I'll tell you what, I'm a pissed off son of a bitch when I got to put up with nigger shit. I'm a pissed off son of a bitch when I got to put up with cracker shit, with hunky shit. I'm just a nigger. I might as well just be a nigger, because we're putting up with it, aren't we? We're putting up with everything, and we just sit back as proud white and proud black people. We just sit back and we take it. I don't understand why we have to continue this way. Why we have to continue this way, but we do. And until we all come together as proud whites and proud blacks, I don't think it's ever really going to get a whole hell of a lot better. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on this last conversation. So the reason there's so many black niggers and blacks on the commercials is because the sponsors want to target the audience who's watching TV. So, like, during the day, who is it that ain't working and sitting around just watching TV all day? The niggers. So, makes sense from that business standpoint, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sort of does, but I don't know what the statistics are. But I think it's more of a political thing where somebody in the higher-ups are saying, hey, let's put a lot more blacks in there. Let's get the blacks all involved. But I think you can get people too involved at some point, don't you, Mark?
Well, I agree. I'm just saying that I've watched TV and I've had to shut it off because I can't stand it either. Every commercial's blacks or a black and a white, and they're trying to socially change our thinking and all that crap. I quit watching TV for the most part. But then I'm just saying the reason behind it is they're probably trying to target, you know, who's going to buy the whatever ads they're selling. But the most fake thing, though, to me is when they show like a black couple but like in a suburban setting that normally would be what you would think of as a upward mobile white couple. And I think, what a joke. You show me where there might be a few, but I know. That's why I say it's. I agree with everything that your callers and you're saying. It's so it's upsetting. But they're just trying to sell their product to who they think's watching TV, I guess.
You know what, Mark, I somewhat agree with you, but I don't think it's so much selling their product, and I think that's secondary. They just want black faces out there, and there's a lot of proud blacks who deserve the opportunity. But it's these niggers, it's these crackers, it's these hunkies that don't deserve the opportunity. They're getting it, and I don't think it's going to get any better unless we make it better. What's your take, Mark?
I don't know how we're going to make it better, but I agree with you. I was going down the road yesterday and saw a big billboard sign with a little black boy with the big afro hair sticking out saying something about, you helped me get my high school, you helped me graduate in high school. And I thought, well, you dumbass, you shouldn't have need no help, but... I don't know. I agree with you. Situation's only getting worse. And you called it a long time ago. You said that you didn't think it was going to get better. And I think that the situation, there's less police patrolling the highways. And I can tell you this, as a driver, a regular driver on 270, situation's out of control. The niggers have gone crazy driving. It's all out, every man for himself. There used to be checks and things like that, but they got so much heat for profiling, I guess they said to hell with it. I'll let your other callers give call in, but I appreciate your show a lot, and I hope you're feeling better, Bob.
Well, you know, Mark, thank you very much. I sincerely appreciate the concern, but you're somewhat right. They keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and nobody other than me and a few more will ever bring it up. We can't bring it up. We'll get the blacks mad at us. No, you're not going to get the blacks mad at you because they understand you're going to get the niggers mad at you. You're going to get the crackers mad at you. You're going to get the hunkies mad at you because that's the only way they're ever going to get ahead is if somebody pushes them to the back where they deserve to be and puts them up front where they don't deserve to be. But they're going to keep their mouth shut. They're going to keep their mouth shut because they want to go. They want to go and they want to be part of something. And they can't be part of anything because they're not qualified. But that's never stopped them in the past. And I think that's what's happening now. And if you talk to somebody in the TV radio business, and if they were honest with you, they'd have to say the same thing. They'd have to say, hey, we're pushing these niggers because we have to, not because we want to, because I don't think they really want to. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to, because if they don't, that's going to screw up the whole industry. And rather than screw up the whole industry, if they've got to have every black on every show, that's what they'll do. It's unbelievable. Think about it, people. Think about it. Maybe you haven't. Watch television tonight. Watch some shows. Have a pen and pencil and a piece of paper by your side. And mark down the shows and mark down how many blacks are not only, and I have to say this, not only in the ads, but how many blacks now are on television. It's amazing. It's amazing. They always will pop one or two blacks and it'll kind of make them the heroes. It's rough anymore in the last 4 or 5 years to get a show where the black guy's the bad guy. And you people know that. Everybody knows that, but that's the way it's going. And I have to tell you, and I'll say it again, 25, 30 years from now, this whole country will be a socialistic country. And it'll be black, and it'll be white, and it'll be Hispanic, and it'll be Puerto Rican, it'll be Asian, it'll be the Indians. But they're going to pull away from the blacks and pull away from the whites, and they're just going to go crazy. They're going to put whatever they want with whoever they want on the air. And if you don't like it, you know what they're going to do? They're going to tell you, just don't listen. But with all the new TV stations, I mean, there's stations after stations after station, and they continue to throw crap on the air day in and day out. But it's amazing. It's amazing how some people will actually watch it and listen to it. Hell, back in the day, there was Channel 4, 5, 2, 11, I believe. I believe there were four or five stations. And you watched one of those four or five stations, or you didn't watch anything at all. And people got used to that. But then when they started getting more stations here and more stations there and more stations everywhere, they throw so much crap on TV anymore, you don't know what the hell's going on. I'll bet you there's 300 stations that broadcast some kind of TV material, you know, whether it's sports, you know, whether it's crime, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a food channel, food networks, there's five or six or seven of those. You guys can imagine. You can imagine, because now the people in the industry, well, hell, if they don't want to watch 5, 4, 2, or 11, we got channel 1, 9, 18, 45, 64, 89. It's amazing. But they just keep pushing these stations. And in the next few years, it'll probably be where you can have a telephone or you can have your TV and you can hit a button and you can probably be able to get any radio station, any television station throughout this entire country. Now, I know that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt a little bit, the advertisers, but that's the way it's going to be. It's going to get to the point again in 30 years, 25, 30 years. It's going to be a socialistic country. Now, there's still going to be some, a few Democrats. There's still going to be a few Republicans. But the majority of people will have that socialistic attitude. And I still think with that, you're going to have station after station. You probably have 5 million stations that you'll be able to get one of these days, because they can take you from Washington, D.C. and put you in the living room in St. Louis, in Belleville, any place. They can put you any place in this country on CNN, on MSNBC, on Fox News. And it's going to be where they're going to do it all throughout this country. And people are going to say, what the hell's going on? It's going to be where everybody's going to know everybody's business. Everybody's going to know everybody's everything. And they're not even going to bitch about it. They're going to say, well, that's just the way this country is now. We've expanded from this to that. We're no longer Democrats or Republicans. We're socialists, because we want the government to do what's best for us, even though sometime they don't know what's best for us, and we don't know what's best for us. I think we've got another Mark. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, sir.
Okay, so this the advertisements and all that you're talking about, you know, basically Hollywood has a liberalistic indoctrination system. It's the same way with the public schools. This is how they indoctrinate people. This is how they get to accept the things that people wouldn't normally accept.
You know what, I agree, Mark, but isn't it amazing that you can, hopefully you can see it coming, everybody I've talked to can see it coming, that they're going to push like this Cortez and all these asswipe bastards, these freshmen in politics, they're going to push, continue to push. Look at it, there's four of those rotten bastard freshmen, and I guarantee in 2, 4, 6 years, they're going to play up like they're the majority, and they're going to end up being the majority, and they're going to be socialists. What's your take?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what it's for. You know, AOC and the crowd, you know, they're victims of the public school system, the colleges, the academia. You know, they put this through the media, the academia, and they will, and, you know, they program people to think how they want them to think. There's no question about that.
You know, isn't it amazing, Mark, that they can do what they want to do? Nobody really confronts them, but be it me or you, a Democrat, a true Democrat, a true Republican, we'll get thrown all over the papers. But these asswipe bastards that are coming up, this new political setting, don't you think that they're going to fight half as hard to get twice as much at the end of the day?
Yes, sir. And, you know, they have weaponized civil rights. You know, a civil right is not a civil right when it becomes weaponized. You know, like when I see two guys kiss on TV, that offends me. But as far as they're concerned, I can just go pound sand. But if they get offended, then there's a big to-do about it. But I don't like seeing that stuff on TV, but they're doing that more and more and more just to try to get the younger people who really don't have attitudes formed yet, but they want to change a lot of things. That's part of that indoctrination system.
Yeah. You know, you watch some of these commercials, and it's regular TV shows, Mark. And then during commercial, you see two guys sitting there kissing each other, talking about the AIDS virus and this and that, and how we should watch out for them and take care of them. Isn't it amazing how they're taking 1 or 2 or 3% of this country, and they're trying to push everybody in their direction?
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's amazing, but they do it. And Mark, they're going to continue to do it until we either say, hey, we're going to accept it and you guys can do what you want, or we're going to say, you're going to have to back off a little bit. Now, if you want a couple gay channels, put a couple gay channels on television, and the people that are gay, I have nothing against them. If they're gay and they want to watch gay television, they know where to go, but to shove them out on mainstream TV, I don't think that's right. What's your take?
Well, they're going to do it as long as we accept it, Bob.
Well, you know what, Mark? Thank you very much for the call. Very, very insightful. Very, very intelligent on you to be able to talk and have the guts to say what you want to say. I wish other people would do that, but people are so afraid, Mark and everybody else throughout this country, they're so afraid they don't want to say anything to piss anybody off, because they don't know if they say this, it's going to piss somebody off, or if they say that, it's going to piss somebody off. So they're just typical. They just back off and say, hey, we'll just let it go. But the problem is they continue to let it go, to let it go, to let it go. And it just goes and goes and goes. And then you have the vast, vast minority of this country trying to run this country. And before it's all over, you'll have so many decent people just backing off and maybe not even getting involved in politics, because they're going to say, hey, enough's enough. Apparently, I can't change things. Apparently, this small group of homosexuals are going to get what they want. And if they get what they want, they'll continue and continue and continue to get what they want. And at the end of the day, we're going to lose out anyway. So we're just going to have to take it for what it is. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say, it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. And don't hesitate to call, because I think as long as we're on the air, we're going to start really going crazy, because there's no sense in not pissing off the people that you want to piss off anyway, because you're going to piss off a whole lot of people who are not going to agree with you, who are going to say you're wrong, and no matter which direction you go, no matter which direction you go, you're going to run into problems. Go ahead, Thomas. You're on the dark side.
Reaper, how you doing, buddy? Long time no talk. Glad to hear you're still on the radio, man.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I sincerely appreciate that. What's going on in your world?
You know, I'm sitting here, I'm watching. You can't help but turn on the news and see everything that's going on, but this is not the time for bipartisan politics. I am so sick and tired of Schumer and Pelosi trying to jockey back and forth to figure out a way to railroad this guy and get him out of office. I mean, come on. Can't you just for once worry about the people? I mean, hell, we pay you a salary. I mean, it's our tax dollars that give them a damn job, and here they are arguing and bickering and trying to put crap into a bill, sneak stuff into a bill, to jockey their own position and help their own party out. Now's not the time for this bipartisan politics crap.
You know what, Tom? You're exactly right. At the end of the day, we should be worried about the serious crap. And I mean, it shouldn't be called crap, but that's what these bastards want to call it. Oh, this coronavirus, it's not good, nothing to it. They're setting up. Trump's doing this. He's doing that. We shouldn't be having all these problems. But that's when they always want to make it political. They always want to make it Democrat against Republican or Republican against Democrat. They never want to fight the real fight. And this coronavirus is a real fight. But there's still people all throughout this country who are trying to downplay this like it's no big deal. They'll talk about this, they'll talk about that. They'll get on TV, they'll get on radio and say, hey, there's really nothing to it. It's going to happen a little bit, but they're going to push it out of its perspective and they're going to make it a major deal when it's not. What do you think about it, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's been the and I right now I say Democratic MO, but that's been political MO for a long time, modus operandi. You know, hey, let's turn a molehill into a mountain so that we can jockey our position and get the things that we want. You know, let's get away from the lying and the embellishing and just call it black and white. You know, just dumb it down so that everybody can understand it and make it simple and stop trying to push your position.
You know what, Tom? Thank you very much for the call. You couldn't have said it any better. But they don't do that. They haven't been doing that. They don't want to do it. They're going to push their agenda as long as they want to push it. And the Democrats are going to take one side. The Republicans are going to take the other side. and they're never going to change. That's the problem. They're never going to change when this coronavirus is up and gone, and I don't think it'll take too long before it will be up and gone. They're going to move on to something else, and then they're going to move on to something else, and then they're going to move on to something else, because that's the way they play the game. Not just the Democrats, the Republicans are just as bad. Nobody wants to do what's best for this country unless it's also best for the people that are causing all the problems. If they can cause a problem and help the country, that's secondary. They want to help themselves and the political setting of their political party. And that's on both sides, and people know that. They don't want to say it. There may be a lot of good Democrats that are Democrats, but they don't appreciate what Schumer and what Pelosi and what all these bastards are trying to do. Of course, there's the same situation on the other side. The Republicans do the same thing, and it's amazing. It's always amazing that it has to be that way. And Thomas, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, William. You're on the dark side.
Hey, I have a real good question here about why are we not hearing about the people that have had the disease and how many of those have survived? We don't get any of the good news out of this.
No, you know what, William, and we're not going to get any of the good news, because good news, no matter how good it is, it's secondary to either the Democrats or the Republicans. That's secondary. They want the bad stuff to go, and then not only do they want the bad stuff to come out, they want to expand on it and expand on it and expand on it, and then they want to blame the other party. As you know, and you've been around a long time, I'm sure, they always want to blame the other side. No matter what happens, they want to blame the other side. Here's Pelosi and Schumer. Every time something happens, what's front page top fold? Trump screwed up. Trump did this wrong. Trump did that wrong. And they continue time after time after time. They've been doing it for over 3 years. And they're going to continue to do it till the election. And that's bad enough. But you know what's going to happen after that? They're going to continue to do it after the election, because they're going to come up with something else that Trump did wrong and Trump did wrong. You're going to find, and it's never, ever, ever been like this before, you're going to find that no matter what happens, when Trump gets reelected, there's going to be 4 more years. Let's impeach Trump. Trump shouldn't have done it that way. He shouldn't have done it this way. They're going to continue and continue and continue. And I don't care if you're the best and the strongest supporter of the Democratic Party. You're going to see after this next election in November, when Trump wins, and I think he's going to win big, you're going to see that they're going to come out with this and that and anything they can to try to make Trump look bad. Now, they know that's the second term and he can't get elected to a third term, but they won't care. They're going to continue to hit on him, continue to hit on him, and they're not going to worry about what the public says, because sooner or later, the public will go along with the program because they don't have anything else to do. William, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, Charlie. You're on the dark side.
How you doing?
Fine.
Hope you're getting better.
Well, thank you.
There's about 6 companies that run the media. And, for instance, Gates, he runs MSNBC. You got guys like Bezos from Amazon. And I got kicked off of Facebook because of the stuff I wrote, and it's a thing that's run by the Zionist Jews and the big companies, and I call them global. They're called global elites, the cabal. The cabal is going down, no doubt about it. It's going to happen this April. Trump, the other day, 2 days ago, he's sending the Navy, Marines, and Air Force and stuff down along the borders of South America to the in the Caribbean, or Caribbean, however you want to say it. And the deal is they're going to stop any kind of importing of dope and it's actually coming from Europe and the people that they call the global elite. There's a committee of 300 that's run by the Queen of England, who's involved in all of this. The Fabian Society, that's another one of those groups. Tavistock are one of the groups that are linked with MIT and Stanford, who make these in-depth people. They control their minds, mind control. And then there's the black nobility from Italy, who trace their people all the way back, some of them, to Rome, old Rome. And then you got the Club of Rome, and then you Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, you got the Hague with their world government and their new world order and their World Trade Organization.
Right.
And we should get away from the UN. We cannot make treaties with the UN because it's not a country. They don't have borders. We technically, we're not a part of the UN, really, according to the Constitution.
And Charlie, you're exactly right. They push all this and push all that. And the world organizations, they're afraid of the United States of America. I don't think they really want to deal with them. I don't know anybody that really wants to deal with them because they're all afraid. They know how powerful we are and how powerful we can remain if we do it right. But at the end of the day, they don't want it done right. They don't want us really involved. Now, they can't do anything to keep us out of all of these organizations. They can't do anything to keep us from giving our opinion. And our opinion means a lot to all these countries throughout the world. They wish it didn't, but it does, so they just have to accept it and go on with it. But that's always a problem. I don't know about all these groups, Charlie, and thanks for the call. I don't know about all these groups that you're talking about. Some of them may be legitimate, some of them may be not. But at the end of the day, you have to work with what you've got. You have to make everybody feel like they're part until it gets to the part where they want to become the aggressor, you know, where they want to become the leader. And then there's big problems. I think they cut that out with the United States because they know that they're going nowhere fast. But it's amazing how everybody just sticks around and sticks around. And hopefully they can get their organization involved, no matter how strong or how weak. Because there's so many organizations in this world. It's amazing. It's totally amazing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light. but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. To the last few minutes, I want to apologize to all the callers we couldn't get through, but it's an hour show and we can only do so much. As you guys know, it's Friday. I hope everybody stays in touch with the media, stays in touch with all the people in the industry that protects us day in and day out. You know, the doctors, the nurses, the first responders, those are the ones that are unsung heroes. Those are the ones who are going out to try to save us and our families, and they take the chance of coming down with the virus, and not only coming down with the virus, but coming down to be real sick and to some to die. So let's try to hold all these personal vendettas against each other aside, especially for the weekend, even though, as everybody knows, everybody's supposed to stay around their house, supposed to stay around crowds. You know, some people will do that, other people won't. And so I guess what we're going to have to do at the end of the day is just kind of fight through it. Well, it hasn't gotten any better this week. I don't think it's going to for some weeks to come. I think you'll see more cases and more cases as we move forward. I don't think it's a death sentence for everybody, but we're all going to have to stay on top of it, because you never know. You never know at the end of the day how it's going to work out. That's why we all need to work together. You can't take it too serious, because nobody knows what tomorrow's going to bring, and it sounds kind of stupid, but that's just the way it is. Tomorrow can bring good, tomorrow can bring bad. So let's just try to work with it and do the best we can with it. And as always, let's continue to unite to expose not the good people, Democrats, Republicans, men, women, black and white, to expose these ass-white, no-good-for-nothing bums, both Democrats and Republicans, both black and white. Let's expose them for what they are, and let's do on to these bastards before they do on to us. Let's destroy them. Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them, as I always say, politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word!
This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting. America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQ.